The following is a part of the Radio Memphis On Demand service. It originally aired live on Radio Memphis and has been edited for time.
You've got mail.
That's right. Apparently, I have got some mail for you right here on Radio Memphis. It is Saturday, September the 8th. And of course, this is the second edition of I Have Mail for You right here. And of course, let me go ahead and get some things started for you right now. What we're going to do is that we're going to talk about this really cool stuff that I had gotten in from a particular lady by the name of Angela Mockby. Now, those of you that are tuned in, you're wondering what I'm doing. Obviously, I check my mail live on air now, and you just never know who I'm going to be checking my mail with, from, to, all that good stuff. Angela Mockby, Curtain Call Records, winds up writing out to me, you know, specifically, and she tells me that she wanted to introduce the band Zam Trip and their single Miles Away. We would be honored to have them featured with you. Subsequently, if you're interested, obviously, in interviews, we would love to set one up, you know, for the band. And of course, you're going to, below, you're going to find all the information you need about them, their music, and all that good stuff. And we appreciate it. Thank you for your time and your support. We appreciate any feedback. Look forward to working with you. And of course, if the band is added to the rotation, please tag us or message us so that we can tag you and show support. And what's really cool is that they begin to tell me a little bit about the particular band itself, Zam Trip, which I thought was actually a very, very cool name right off the bat, you know. And this is going to be one of those where, you know, you actually kind of have to really kind of pay attention. Band straight out of Wyoming, all right? And of course, rock and roll apparently runs in their blood, and apparently that is an understatement. The band was actually started by the three Sam Predry brothers in Wyoming. Rock Springs is a small town that is generally not known for its rock scene, but in the span of 4 years, Zam Trip has become a household name on the Western I-80 corridor, and it's actually breathing new life into a scene primarily known for country cover bands. They have risen through the ranks of their local bars and now have opened for Hailstorm, Thousand Foot Crutch, and have earned opening spots at Loudwire, Flaming Gorge Days, and Snake River Rock Festivals, okay? And their main goal is to share their own special brand of rock and roll, the music that runs in their blood, with the rest of the world and their fans right there. And it's one of those where I tell you, you know, there's a lot of things that winds up, you know, that winds up really kind of capturing my eye, whether you guys believe this or not. One was the name, okay, as far as the name of the group and the band and stuff like that. And so that was one that was I was really, really kind of intrigued by, you know, and stuff like that. And of course, you know, thank you again for Angela, you know, for reaching out and stuff like that. And, you know, she's always trying to keep us on the up and up, you know, with a couple of things that's coming down the pike as well. And I wound up listening to the snippet of the tune, you know, right before we decided to do this. You got mail just now. And I thought, you know what, I'm going to stop right here, because I want to share it with everybody as I'm actually tuning in and listening to it as well. So I want to see what you guys think about it. You got mail. Look, remember, when I'm checking my mail, guys, you know, this is from anybody and everybody. Don't forget, drop me a line at Diana, D-I-A-N-N-A, at PirateRadioStudios.com. That's my personal email, all right? Let me know who you are. Let me know what you got going on, your band, you got music. Make sure you send it to me. Also, you know, you can do really some cool things, too. You know, I take, like, actual mail. In fact, there's some mail. I actually have mail that came in, like the mailbox mail, which I thought was cool, that I'm going to have to open. I just noticed that it's over here on our production desk. And if you're interested in sending, like, actual true cool mail, like with a stamp and everything, you can do that by going, you know, to the address of 4745 Poplar Avenue, Suite B100, all right? Memphis, Tennessee, 38117, all right? You know, Pirate Radio Studios, Radio Memphis, care of D, you know, it'll get to me. Drop me a line, man. I love that stuff, all right? And who knows? Like I said, I may read it out loud online for you guys. But new music, all right? So I'm thinking that we need to probably, you know, go ahead and, you know, and share some of that stuff with you guys right here, along with a little shout out to Zam Trip out of Wyoming. Interesting stuff. Now, guys, if you go to the pages, you know, look up Zam Trip and check out what they've got going on. They've actually got several dates that they're going to be actually acquiring and working on. This is some cool stuff, you know, and I'm actually kind of enjoying it. So I want to share it with you right here, only on Radio Memphis Around the World.
Brand new music premiering now on Radio Memphis. The proceeding was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated and originally aired live on Radio Memphis. Any offers or advertisement contained may not still be valid. All rights are reserved, and copyright is held by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. For more, look for all the RMOD players at radio-memphis.com.